Track 11, Watching Worries Come and Go. On the last track, we discussed assertiveness training through role-playing. There are 5 steps in assertiveness training. They are select an incident, role-play with another group member, have the client visualize the situation once more, have the client role-play the situation twice with the other group member, and encourage the client. On this track, we will discuss watching worries come and go. Regarding watching worries come and go, 2 techniques we will examine are tracking anxiety levels, journaling, and focusing on positive aspects of life. First, let's discuss tracking anxiety levels. Would you agree that clients can take charge and feel more in control of their anxiety by simply recording how they feel? Rob found that by tracking his anxiety levels, he could learn more about how his anxiety, sometimes in the form of panic attacks, affected him. When I first mentioned tracking anxiety levels, Rob stated, "That's crazy. I'm anxious all the time. There's no let up." I urged Rob to try. Rob tracked his anxiety levels for 1 week. On a scale of 1 to 10, he rated the levels of anxiety he felt in the morning, the afternoon, and later in the evening. At our next session, Rob stated, "It seemed like my anxiety was less in the morning, escalated during the afternoon, and then peaked later in the evening. But I kept a daily average." I looked over Rob's daily averages, which decreased by almost 2 within 1 week's time. Rob attributed this decrease to tracking anxiety levels. Think of your Rob. Could your client benefit from this technique? Next, let's discuss the common technique of journaling. Clearly, you already have experienced utilizing journaling as a therapeutic tool. However, I felt that regarding anxiety, a brief discussion of how I implement journaling in my practice may be productive. Perhaps you could play this track so your client could hear how Rob benefited from journaling. In the case study on this track, you might find Rob's introduction to journaling useful for your client. In one of his sessions, Rob stated, "It seems like my panic comes and goes. Sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not, but there's really no way to tell if panic is coming or going." How might you have responded to Rob? I stated, "Observing your anxiety in such a way is productive." Observing anxiety serves several functions. First, monitoring forces you to be aware of your emotions. Second, you'll see that your anxiety goes up or down throughout the day. Do you think recording how you feel as your level of panic or anxiety goes up and down might help? You feel more in control over how you feel? Rob responded, "I guess so." Here is one tactic Rob used with his journaling. Rob stated, "I don't really think journal writing should have rules. It helps me when I write about anything, anywhere, anytime." Rob benefited from journaling in that he had an interest in writing about his feelings and the emotionally important events in his life. Rob found that writing about past traumas brought him considerable relief. Think of your client. Could journaling benefit him or her? Once your client, like Rob, begins to identify the ebb and flow of anxiety through journaling exercises, perhaps the next step is focusing on positive aspects of life. Rob began to use his journal to ponder the positive events and people in his life. For example, Rob considered those who had extended kindness to him. Rob also saw his education as a positive thing in his life. Could having a home, food to eat, or ways to find pleasure help your Rob focus on positive aspects of life? On this track, we've discussed watching worries come and go. Regarding watching worries come and go, 2 techniques we discussed were tracking anxiety levels, journaling, and focusing on positive aspects of life. On the next track, we will discuss mirror anxiety. This track will focus on body image, discovering the good, and the technique of thought capturing. Question 11. What are 3 techniques your client can use to feel more in control of anxiety?